Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You're listening to Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors. I'm Mark Coxon here along with my partner, Bo Matthews, producer Carl Middleman.
Pew pew.
And happy to have you along on this weekend. You know, with the weather taking the turn that it has here, finally, I know we may still get some temperatures in the 60s, I understand. It's kind of got you thinking about winter stuff, maybe not fishing so much, unless you got a fishing vacation plan. How about you, Bo?
It definitely reminds me of ice fishing when I grew up in Minnesota.
There you go.
But this what we're talking about is different. This conversation is way different.
Yeah, well, very, very, very different. Yeah, that's true. This is just fishing. If you love fishing and you've got a high school student or something coming up that you need to be aware of, because until we talked to these guys maybe last year, the year before, I didn't even know this was a thing. But we're coming up on the 4th annual Regional High School Bass Fishing Teams Conference on December 7th. So it's coming up in about a week, and we've got the founder and president, Pat Bowden, and Rod McGrew, who's the founder and vice president with the American Bass Fishing Alliance, with us right now. And gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks for having us back.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're a week out, and I'm looking at the flyer here for your regional school bass fishing conference, which is going to be down at Vianney High School in Kirkwood on December 7th. You've got a lot of sponsors that are going to be down there. This is a big deal.
Yes, it is. It's our fourth year, and we are just growing exponentially. And these kids are just in line for a big blessing. We have a great lineup of speakers this year. It's going to be a great day. We're hoping to do 200 to 250 students. We're still taking registration for this. It's not a walk up. It's by registration only. So we have some openings left. So Illinois and St. Louis surrounding area, reach out to us.
And like Mark said, this is, since fishing is pretty much over with for the year, unless you have a fishing vacation planned or you're going to go ice fishing up north, this is kind of like a deer hunters training before deer season. You guys are training for 2025, and you've had a lot of kids in the last 4 years doing this. What's the big takeaway from them? Are they just pumped about it, or just being exposed to fishing in a new way?
They're extremely excited about the programs that we offer them. The latest, greatest thing in fishing now is forward-facing sonar. And the kids nowadays are so used to video games, the forward-facing sonar is just second nature to them once they get into it. And that's where you're looking ahead and you're seeing the bass on the sonar and you're actually fishing for that particular bass. And we do what we can to bring them up to date on the latest and greatest things in that.
Hey, do they make that forward facing sonar for deer hunting? Because I'd sure like to know where those deer are.
Oh, brother, I'm with you.
I agree.
It's a tough season. It's been a tough season.
Almost seems like cheating. I don't know. No. So you're going to have presentations on that coming up that day, right, where people can learn more about it?
Correct. We have five speakers coming in. Trey McKinney, he is our 2024 Bass Elite Series Rookie of the Year. Drew Gill, another big hitter out there, Angler of the Year for Major League Fishing. Brock Bila, local regional pro. Pete Winters from down on Table Rock, he's going to be there to speak to these kids. Jim Crowley, my buddy from Slick Fish Radio, he's going to be there teaching kids. They're all going to be taught different topics so that it's not a cookie cutter. You go from class one to class two, and they're the same thing. All these guys are going to be teaching on separate things. Mike Del Visco, another pro with a company called Get Sonar, where he packages out tools to teach high school students on how to better use electronics. Plus, we have our electronic companies, three of them coming in to teach the coaches and the boat captains. It's just amazing. A big free raffle. Yeah, we do a big free raffle at the end of the thing, and you can tell we had a lot of sponsors step up, and they have no idea what they're going to get. It's just so exciting. Big prizes. Every kid gets a bag of goodies to take home with them. Plus, we got free lunch for everyone who's going to be there, and thanks to Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, you got to love that. Gentlemen, real quick, you did mention boat captains. What does that mean? In our notes, it says, as well as attending boat captains. Is that boat captain training for boating, or what is that?
No, that the way tournaments run for these youngsters is 90% of them don't own boats. So they have to get people to run the boats for them, and those are the boat captains. They go where the students want them to go as far as fishing, but yeah, they are the captain of the boat. They're responsible for the boat and the operation of the boat. And we're getting information on using the sonars and that as well, and just general information to help the student anglers.
Yeah, Pat Bowden and Rod McGrew with us from the American Bass Fishing Alliance. You guys opened my eyes to this a couple years ago when we had you on, and talk about the growth. I mean, obviously you're trying to let people know that this is out there. There may be kids listening to the radio or their parents this weekend who didn't know there was a Bass Fishing Alliance or that there was a regional high school conference being held coming up in December. We may be opening some eyes. Tell them a little bit more about that opportunity and maybe how widespread, how many high schools locally have teams?
It's great. In the St. Louis metropolitan area, Illinois, we covered a 250-mile radius, with St. Louis being the center of that, reaching out to Illinois, reaching out to Missouri, southern Missouri. 62 to 65 schools we reached out to, combined both sides of the river, just to get teams to sign up. We've got major help coming from Illinois for next year. That's going to boost our student count up quite a bit. We might have to change venue. But, yeah, it's grown. I don't know. What do you think, Rod?
Oh, it's grown tremendously. In fact, this year we had an inquiry. A young man from New York is trying to attend this year.
Wow.
So we've got a great advertisement going through you guys, through our flyers. And, yeah, it's just a tremendous opportunity. And all this is done for the kids. All this is done for the kids.
What we want to do, part of what we're doing is, you know, of course, we give them some things to work on off-season. Vendors are there. We have, like, 20 vendors that are going to be there, and they'll sell their goods, kind of help the kids know what's working right now, what may work better in the spring, you know, things like that going on. But we want to give them a leg up, because what happens is that these kids are fishing really, really hard, and they fish multi-states. They're not just in Missouri or Illinois. Right. They fish all over. With that being said, we want to give them an opportunity and give them more training to keep them fishing so that they could get a free ride to one of the colleges like Drury or McKendree or Montevallo, Murray State University. All these colleges give free rides to these young bass anglers.
Wow.
Yeah,
I think this is great. This is all about, you know, teaching a man to fish, right? But speaking of, is there a mix of boys and girls, or is this strictly just a boys' event?
It's mixed. I would say it leans a little heavier to the boys, but we do have young girls that are out there fishing just as hard and just as formidable in a tournament. Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. My grandma Martha, man, she was the best fisher person of our whole family, and she shamed a lot of us, but you know, when it comes to even shooting sports, women have a steadier hand sometimes. I don't know what it is. So it is a reservation event. You have to get in. What's the cost of this for the kids that want to come to it?
Okay. All right. So what they'll need to do is they'll reach out to us at American Bass Fishing Alliance at gmail.com, and or they can go out to our website, which is abfa.info, I-N-F-O. They can request some information there. We'll show them how to get signed up. Even if it's individuals, we'll hook them up with another school that has a team and slide them in with them for that day.
Yeah, cost to attend is $10 for students.
Oh, boy, that's nothing.
That's dirt cheap.
That's really cool you guys are doing that.
It's unheard of, and we're doing that just to get more.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just to have more kids show up. $15 right. for boat captains and coaches, of course, we're letting them come in for free.
Yeah. From what we've determined, this is the largest event of its type in the country.
Yep.
That's fantastic. I mean, you can't even buy lunch for $10 these days, and they're getting lunch along with a goodie bag and all the other great information. So
That's right.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we're looking forward to it, gentlemen. Again, Saturday, December 7th, so coming up here shortly at Vianney High School. Go ahead and reach out to them there and let them know you're interested. American Bass Fishing Alliance at gmail.com is probably one of the best ways to get a hold of them, or go to their website there, right?
It's ABFA.
Okay.
.info. I-N-F-O.
All right. That should be easy, and that'll give people an idea. Maybe you know, you spur some new interest this year. You're expecting upwards of 300 people, right?
Well, we capped it at 200 to 250 students, and then, of course, all the boat captains and coaches and vendors. So it's going to be pushing 300.
Well, get in while you can. Absolutely, for sure. Pat and Rod, we appreciate your time today. Thank you for joining us, and best of luck.
Hey, thank you guys for having
us. Thank you.
And it's always a pleasure.
Hopefully we'll see you next year.
All right. Thank you very much. Yep. We'll talk again. That's great, Bo. I mean, what an opportunity for kids, and talk to my nephew about it before. I don't think they have a team at his school, but I've encouraged him to attend because he's just, if he's not tied up playing sports of some sort, he's wet in the line. It doesn't matter.
Right.
Even in his neighborhood, there's a little pond that's got some fish in it, and he'll be down there with a line in the water.
And they credit us having them on before that has made this so successful.
Oh, good.
That's nice. Dang right.
We need to take credit.
There you go. That sounds good.
That's right.
Well, I know the guy that's coming up next, Tim Keldrick from Drury Outdoors, is going to be in here. And I got to give the guy credit. He encouraged me to climb back in the tree stand and give it one more try.
And?
I got one.
You did?
I did. We can talk about it next. We'll get Tim on here and talk about deer season. And I think reports from the first weekend were a little lower. The number of deer were down a little bit from what I initially read. I don't know if that's changed or not. We'll get the lowdown from Tim coming up on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
It's Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. I'm Bo Matthews with Mark Cox and our executive producer, Carl Middleman.
Pew, pew.
There he is.
Yeah.
This segment is brought to you by Razorback Armory. They're on Manchester Road for your holiday shopping, and on the 7th, they're having a SIG day, so you don't want to miss out on that big opportunity. They'll have merchandise and all kinds of good stuff when you go in and purchase SIG products like their silencers. Check them out at RazorbackArmory.com, and hopefully I'll see you on December 7th at Razorback Armory. How you doing, buddy?
Sounds good, Bo. I'm doing great, my friend. You know, I got to go duck hunting this week. Did you know that?
Well, yeah, you invited me, actually.
I had a meeting.
Mm-hmm. I had a meeting. I had a meeting that I'd been trying to get, and I finally got it. And I couldn't make it up to wherever in St. Charles County you were, but tell me about it.
One of the private clubs up there off of 79, north of O'Fallon. I think it's 79, isn't it? Yeah, it is. And, yeah, we got three ducks. I mean, there weren't a lot of ducks flying the day we were there, but it was the day right before that cold front came through, and we think maybe that had something to do with it. Apparently, when it's colder, they fly more often. When the cloud cover's a little lower, that helps. If it's sleeting, that's perfect. The day we were there were not ideal conditions, but we still got three ducks. Saw four and killed three of them.
So I've never gone duck hunting, and that was a reservation. And of course, my buddy Ted Nugent wasn't going to be there, so I had to pass.
The name dropper here. Yeah.
Just kidding. Yeah. Just kidding. But I've done skeet shooting a half a dozen times and getting better at that, but is there a real correlation between skeet and duck hunting?
Well, I mean, skeet and trap are two different things in and of themselves. So the biggest difference I found is that when you're shooting at a clay target, it is moving away from you at a decreasing rate of speed. Does that make sense? So it hits its apex at some point, and then it starts to slow down. Birds don't do that.
And they can change direction.
Thank you. And they can change directions at the spur of the moment. So it really, if you're a good shot, you're still going to, just like a clay pigeon, you're going to lead the bird a little bit and hit it. But, you know, it's just a little bit of trial and error, but it's a little different than shooting at a clay bird.
Now, in duck hunting world, I mean, I have ducks on my pond, but you can't shoot at a duck when it's in the water, correct?
Well, I mean, there are times when if you've shot the duck and it has landed in the water, but it's still alive and you're in a pretty large area, it can still swim away from you, and then you don't recover it, and it might end up dying from its injury. So there are times when you might shoot at a duck that you already downed, but generally speaking, one's not going to land right in front of you, and you're going to shoot. You're going to shoot it before it lands.
Okay,
right?
it's kind of incorrect to shoot it while it's sitting.
Yeah,
on the water.
Yeah. I've had my friend Mark is the one that invited us. He's an excellent, excellent duck caller. And he's, you know, when we'd see ducks fly by, if they weren't too high, he'd start calling them in, and they circle and they circle because they're very, very cautious. And, you know, you're in a blind with all camouflage on, hoping they don't see you. And then eventually they get close enough that you can get a shot at them. So, yeah.
Okay. Good. So, yeah. So I may never go duck hunting. I may, you know.
Here, Bo, here's why you would like duck hunting, because you are a social person. Right. Unlike deer hunting, which I know you don't do that either, but unlike deer hunting, you're not stuck in a deer stand by yourself for hours and hours and hours, nodding off occasionally, hoping something's going to wander by. With duck hunting, you're in a blind with two to three other people. You know, you're shooting the crap. You're telling stories. You could even smoke a cigar if you wanted to. I mean, none of that matters to the ducks that are a couple hundred feet ahead above you. And then when you spot them, then they start calling them, and you kind of get still, and you wait for them to come closer. So it's a much more social activity. And then when you're done, because there's a very hard deadline, when you're deer hunting, you get 30 minutes after sundown. But at duck hunting, the hunting ends at the minute that you look on your watch and it says it's officially sundown. Was it 4:43 the day I went? The guy I'm with set an alarm for 4:43, and at 4:43 you could no longer shoot.
Okay.
So, then you go drink. Then we went to the lodge and we drank bourbon. So it was fantastic. I love duck hunting.
Well, it does sound like fun. I've been a huge fan of Duck Dynasty and Duck Commander, you know, that the name Duck Commander alone is you are commanding the ducks to you, which I love that. And of course, the Christian message that Phil Robertson and his family have is just beautiful. But yeah, someday, maybe next year, maybe I'll get another invite. I did ask for a rain check from you, for the record.
I would love to get you out there. We'll have to get you a pair of waders because you have to wade through the water to get to the blind.
What? You don't have a dog?
You have to physically get to the duck blind, which is out in the cornfield that's been flooded with water. So it's two feet deep, maybe at the most. You trudge through it to get there. A lot of people do hunt with dogs who then go and retrieve the birds after you shoot them.
Right.
If not, you send somebody who's young and healthy, like my son went with me, and we send him to retrieve the birds.
Your dog right
exactly.
there. Okay. Well, you know what?
I'm a big dog.
I'm glad you had quality time with your boy. Maybe someday I'll get past the skeet shooting and trap shooting and get out there for meat.
You've got to. You'd enjoy
That's
it.
What I'll do. So congratulations the money you raised for the ATF. I heard that was a great success. And happy winners.
Yep. Helping out the folks that respond to rescue. You know, I knew you might have missed it, but this week before the drawing was held, we had one of the police officers on who was helped out by Respond to Rescue. And her story, Bo, was just amazing. She had... You've heard of TMJ, right? Temporomandibular joint disorder. In the jaw. She had something much worse than that, to the extent that to fix it, they basically had to rebuild her jaw. Mm. And she couldn't get insurance to cover it. And she was in such pain, she had to quit her job as a police officer. Her husband is a police officer. And their insurance refused to cover this surgery to the tune of $60,000 before insurance would even kick in, I guess.
Wow.
And Responder Rescue stepped in and wrote a check for it.
Unbelievable.
That's what they do. That's why I wanted to raise money for them, because those are the kind of things they do. And she's now 2 years post-surgery, and her life has completely changed. She's back in school. She's going to become an EMT, I think, in the St. Charles Ambulance District and St. Charles County. And she's so thankful for those folks, I can tell you.
Well, and a big thanks to everybody who bought the ATF tickets and everybody that supported Guns and Hoses. I love these organizations, and I'll just shine a quick spotlight on the Eureka Police Officer Support Fund that does the Poker Bash every year, but we've been doing this Year of Guns Gun Raffle, and we are entering into our second year, which tickets are still available. We are limited to 300 tickets. These are all high-end firearms out of Doc's Guns and Ammo. And you have to be able to pass a background check, and they are $100 a ticket. And when people say $100 a ticket, I say, yeah, but that's for all 12 drawings. So you have a chance to win more than one firearm in there. I've only won one. So I don't know. Is it kind of rigged? I don't know. No, it's not rigged. But I hear about it all the freaking time. But those tickets are still available, at least at the airing of this broadcast. If you would like one of them, reach out to the Eureka Police Officer Support Fund, Doc's Guns and Ammo in Eureka, or message me on Facebook if they'll let the message through to say, hey, I want a wireless hole puncher raffle ticket. We'll be able to take care of you. We can digitalize the money and it'll be all good. So
I love that. I love it. It's great. It's less than $10 a month for a chance to win one of these great guns. And then if you do win, your name gets thrown back in the pot, and you could win a second one or a third one, for that matter, if you're lucky as Bo Matthews.
That's right. And Father Leo is our guy that does all the drawings. And again, our first drawing on this new ticket is going to be December 15th.
He has to bring the priest into it. You know, do you know what I'm saying there, Carl?
Keeping it nice and holy.
I think that's great. Now, Carl, I'm just telling you, Bo, next year you need to look into the Rally Up site that we used for the ATF raffle.
Oh, absolutely.
They pick the winners electronically, and the money goes straight into the account of the charity. So
it
just relieves you of all the trouble of having to
get priest,
have people track you down to sell tickets, and also to have to get a priest to pull the tickets.
Right. Well, yeah, and it's all done digitally. It's kind of like airline tickets anymore. You know, it's just so convenient. It's right there on your phone. Anyway, well, happy Thanksgiving weekend, everybody. We've got a great show for you. Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. We thank you for listening. As I just learned in my little duck hunting 101 here with Mark Cox. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You learn things here. You get emotional. We've got a great show for you.
Yeah, a little later we're going to talk to Congressman Eric Burleson, who's come up with a unique idea of dissolving the ATF. How about that? We'll be back in a minute with Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
Hey, it's Bo Matthews, and you are listening to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Hope you're having a great weekend. You know, just this past week, Mark got to speak with Missouri Congressman Eric Burleson, who has proposed getting rid of the ATF. And he also spoke with Mark Walters from Armed America Radio on the rise of conservative women buying weapons. We begin with Mark and the representative for Missouri's 7th Congressional District.
All right, we're having a great morning here, and I have to tell you, I think it's probably important for me to point out here, I am holding a rally called the ATF Rally, Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. That's not the ATF my next guest is talking about banning. This is the fun ATF. It's the government agency that Congressman Eric Burleson would like to see go away, and we've got him on the phone this morning. Congressman, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Mark.
Good to have you on, my friend. It's been a while, and congratulations on your reelection.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It was a squeaker.
Well, here's the thing, man. If we're going to start eliminating agencies that don't do a lot, how about the ATF, which has spent the last 4 years harassing small business owners and trying to run small gun shops out of business with all their paperwork and regulations? Tell me about your bill and what it would do exactly.
Yeah, it's just recognizing the reality that, which is that the ATF is an agency that doesn't have the people, it doesn't have the resources to enforce federal law, and they often are enforcing things that are not passed by Congress, that are not passed by state legislatures. They're enforcing their own new rules that they've established, and their new rules immediately make felons out of everyday Americans. When they passed the pistol brace rule, they made tens of millions of Americans a felon if they did not remove the pistol brace from their AR-15.
Right.
So this agency made tons of people felons who when they changed the definition of business for sale of firearms, including the disaster that happened in March in Arkansas, where you have a guy who was a stand-up community leader, who was one of the executives at the airport. They raided his home, and it ended up in a gunfight, very similar to what happened in Ruby Ridge, if you remember that event.
Sure.
And the guy ended up being shot in the head. So you cannot tell me that this agency is a successful agency. They repeatedly violate the Second Amendment on everyday Americans, and then they have all these disaster, absolute debacles that happen from Ruby Ridge to what happened in Waco. You have the Operation Fast and Furious. This agency needs to go away, and we need to just let the states do what they are responsible for. Missouri has laws on the books to regulate firearms. Don't allow the ATF to come in and commandeer the sheriff and the police that you're paying taxes for to enforce their stupid rules that they pass in Washington, D.C. Let your local sheriff enforce the firearms and the firearms laws that are passed in Missouri by Missouri legislators.
Boy, I hope it gains some ground. It makes such common sense. Hey, before we run out of time, we're talking to Congressman Eric Burleson. All of this talk about cutting. I know Congress controls the purse strings. The president can't just eliminate money, but a lot of these department heads have a lot of, leverage on how much they spend and input. That's where the difference can be made, right? Like if you've got people that Donald Trump has picked to be the head of HHS or Department of Homeland Security, like Kristi Noem, they can go in and they can line item budget spending, can't they? Can they not do that?
No. I mean, sadly, this is a complete disaster, but it has been done this way since the Nixon administration. They're not allowed to withhold money. So the president is not allowed to, like the governor of Missouri doesn't have to spend every dollar that's appropriated by the legislature. But that on the federal level, they have to. And that's why you see these crazy expenditures happen at the end of the fiscal cycle where they're buying, you know, lobster for their team and spending tons of money. That needs to change. We need to allow the president to use impoundment.
Yes.
To make sure that we don't spend things that are inappropriate.
Are you hopeful at all? Like, do you have any confidence that we can hold this thin majority together in the House and the Senate and actually get some of this accomplished?
You know, I think that if you there's this mentality, the traditional mentality is that and this is the way whenever I first came into politics, this is what I was told, is that you've got to, you know, be careful. Don't do anything bold. If you do, you might lose your seat. You might lose the majority. Right. And I think that the opposite is true. The truth is people expect you to do the right thing and do the bold. And that sometimes that means being courageous and doing the bold thing. And I think that people respond to courage and they respond to people who are principled. And I think if they know that you're doing it for the right reasons, they'll get behind you.
Boy.
So, and at the end of the day, if that's not the case and you're going to lose, you're going to lose. At least do something during the time in which you've got the majority.
Amen. Congressman Eric Burleson, we appreciate your time. Appreciate you, my friend. Thank you for coming on with us this morning and kind of giving us an insight on that. And I don't know, he's quite cautiously optimistic, it sounds like.
Well, look, me and the Denver mayor, we agree on one thing. He's willing to go to jail. I'm willing to put him in jail.
If you ban him in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
All right, Mark Walters with us, host of Armed American Radio. And you know what, Mark? There's a new sheriff in town. His name is Tom Homan.
Oh, this guy's going to walk into Washington like Godzilla with a gigantic, huge, long tail. Didn't mean to scare anybody.
It's true. Happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
Buildings over, baby.
That's right. Good to have you on this week.
Likewise. Thanks for having me. And before I get everything out, Kim, how are you? And happy Thanksgiving to everybody so the clock doesn't cut me off. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
We would never cut you off, Mark Walters. Don't you worry. Don't you worry, buddy. You know, I'm going to have Eric Burleson on, the congressman from Missouri, tomorrow, who has, rattled a few cages by introducing a bill to, he said he wants to abolish the ATF. And you know, I can't wait to get him on tomorrow to talk about it. But in the meantime, I think we can talk about it.
Yeah, it is a bold move. There's no question about it. And that's the one disappointment I have with Matt Gaetz withdrawing his nomination. I mean, I understand as a pragmatist why he did what he did from a political standpoint. I understand how the game is played. There were four Republican rhinos, Collins, Murkowski, another one from, I believe, Utah. You know, the normal suspects, the usual suspects that would not commit to voting for him. But you know, he also felt the same way about the ATF. And yeah, you know, there's questions about the ATF going forward. But I think in reality, what's going to happen, and I think Burleson knows this as well, I'm looking forward to hearing you talk with him about it. As I've seen some statements from him, you know, he just wants to see movement with the bill, with a trifecta, right, with the House and the Senate.
Right.
Is it going to get enough legs? I don't know. I think he understands it might not, but he wants to get the ball rolling, which is a positive move for us. It would be fantastic if we could get rid of the ATF. They've been nothing but a stain. But in reality, let's talk about what's really going to happen. Dettelbach, the director of the ATF, is going to be out immediately. I'd be shocked if he survives 1 week during the Trump administration. Dettelbach will be out. The ATF is going to be rebranded and repositioned by pro-gun people who are going to take the ATF, or what's left of it anyway, back to its roots, which is fighting crime and getting off my back and out of my lawn. And hopefully we see that happen fairly quickly.
You sound like a grumpy old man.
Yeah, well, when it comes to this, it's these get off my lawn. As I get older, I don't care anymore. Get off my lawn, you know, metaphorically speaking, when it comes to gun rights. But that's what the ATF needs to do. You know, revocations of law-abiding gun dealers' licenses were up near 700% under this administration. It was a clear effort to eliminate the right of Americans to keep and bear arms by getting rid of dealers where they can lawfully buy that constitutionally protected product.
Yeah,
they know it.
They wanted to force smaller gun dealers out of business. They sure. tried it by imposing ridiculous amounts of paperwork to try to drown them on it. And people need to, they seem to exist to try to be a thorn in the side of Second Amendment rights. From the pistol brace decision, all of that. Now, that got overturned by a court. But those right. are all cases where a federal agency overstepped its bounds. And even with a new director, though, that's just going to change potentially in 4 years if the Democrats win the White House back. If you don't do something else to the agency.
Well, that's where Congress comes into play. Yeah. Congress needs to change and rewrite the law so the ATF can no longer move in that direction and really eliminate the ability of executive action to be able to curtail our Second Amendment rights. Now, shifting gears real quick, let's go to Pam Bondi for a minute, pick for AG. A lot of hardliners, I'm hardline. I'm as hardline as you can get when it comes to the right to bear arms. I believe you should be able to buy any gun you want, including fully automatic, short barrel rifle, any sort out of a vending machine as a law-abiding citizen. I'm right. no threat to anyone. But there are people out there now who are looking at Pam Bondi, and this is interesting. The large pro-gun groups, such as the NRA, such as the Second Amendment Foundation and others, have been fairly silent on the Bondi pick right now. Let's keep in mind that Pam Bondi was the attorney general in Florida during the Parkland incident. And she was a strong supporter of red flag laws mm-hmm. and supported the Parkland Commission's recommendations, which later became the gun control bill in Florida, that wiped out the constitutional rights, what was left of them, of Floridians 18 to 20 years old, by wiping out their ability to buy a long gun. They're curtailed by federal law from buying a handgun. So she wiped out that right. And she did it kind of gleefully, saying we had to find common ground. There was also an extension of the waiting period, and the red flag law was instituted in Florida. So has Pam Bondi been a friend to gun owners? This question remains to be seen. I have no fear of Pam Bondi. I would liken her as in an analogy to what we saw with Tulsi Gabbard. I didn't trust Tulsi Gabbard. I'm talking specifically on gun rights as a Democrat. Don't tell me you're a gun rights supporter. Don't tout your gun rights credentials to me and then vote lockstep with the party that wants to take away my gun rights. Yep. Well, she had an epiphany and a come to Jesus moment. And when that happened, she changed her mind. She made statements about the Second Amendment. She could no longer walk back by recognizing the Bill of Rights and the real purpose for the Second Amendment, which is to protect us from a tyrannical government. And once she stated that, she could never walk that back. It's impossible to take that out of context. So I have no fear of Tulsi Gabbard whatsoever. I believe she has now had an epiphany as a staunch supporter of our gun rights. Is Pam Bondi going to do the same thing? That remains to be seen at the hearing, and it's interesting to me that all these big gun groups right now, of which I am a member of or am very deeply involved with, to some extent, have not said it. I think they're waiting right now, as pragmatists, to wait and see what comes out in the hearings and her comments. And the reason I say this and why it's so important, would she support a federal ban on long guns for 18 to 20 years? Would she support a national red flag law now? Would she support a national waiting period from 3 to 5 days? These things that were in that Parkland bill, that's going to come out in the hearings. I don't believe she would. I believe she's going to pull a Tulsi Gabbard here, or already has, and realize there were mistakes made in that Parkland bill. Yeah. But this is all critical, and it will all come out during the hearings.
I think a lot of people, myself included, had this come-to-Jesus moment over the last number of years. And it sounds like a lot of the Republican women are the conservatives, because I found some Gallup poll that talked about how gun ownership among Republican women is now higher than Democratic men, the liberal men. It's the Republican women gun ownership has increased 50%, and it's at now at 33% of them have guns, compared to the Democratic, the liberal men. Now it's down to about 29% own guns.
Yeah, I guess you have to do the visual here, Kim. I'm glad you brought that up. I was talking about that on my show yesterday and on Sunday's broadcast with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News, who wrote about this extensively. I guess the visual is kind of funny to look at, right? The MAGA hat wearing strong woman like Kristi Noem versus the white dudes for Harris wearing purple headed liberal. I mean, you know, is it hard to picture which one's a gun owner? I mean, you can have a lot of fun with that. But that poll from Gallup survey is fascinating. It also found a radically decreasing support for gun bans of any kind, yet it continues to be Democrats in large numbers that continue to support gun bans.
Come on now, Tim Walz and Lucas Kuntz both proved they know how to handle a gun.
Yeah, okay, as long as they can get the shells in backwards.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. I mean, it's a great day in America. I just hope they can institute some lasting change while they're there and take advantage of this power while they have it. Because if not, they're going to come back on us with a vengeance, as always. Right, Mark?
Well, they definitely will, because the Democrats aren't going to go away. Mm. And the worst part is we know there's going to be some type of there's going to be a shooting at some point. And the Democrats will always have the media on their side when it comes to quote-unquote gun violence, and they will use that regardless of the Republicans having a trifecta, which is why I do not fear Pam Bondi at all. I believe she's going to do a fine job, and I believe she's had that moment. She's not going to want Donald Trump or expect him to spend any political capital when he ran the most pro-gun campaign I've ever seen of any president. She knows where he stands, and I believe that she will work accordingly as a loyalist. But we've only got 2 years to make sure this happens right away, because we never know what's going to happen in the midterms.
Yeah, very true. Mark, remind people how they can listen to Armed American Radio.
ArmedAmericanRadio.com. You can watch me or listen live. Take your pick every single day, 3 to 4 p.m. Central, and every Sunday from 7 to 10 p.m. Central.
Yep, and all the episodes are posted up on the website, ArmedAmericanRadio.org. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
Yep, we'll talk to you soon. Mark Walters there, reporting from the great red state of Georgia this morning.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
See you, boys.